Transport's a big contributor to Australia's emissions, and a new report has some ideas about how to change that. The Grattan Institute is suggesting new emissions standards for cars being imported into Australia, along with a plan to phase out petrol vehicles and replace them with electric ones, as Isabel Rowe reports.
Lockdown is over and life is getting back to normal in Sydney, which means the heavy traffic is back too. Unlike in many European countries, the vast majority of cars on the roads are petrol or diesel, not electric. Although that's not necessarily what some drivers would prefer.
I'll be interested, but I don't have money to buy an electric car.
Too expensive?
Too expensive. I'm pretty sure the tax imports are pretty high, because you have to be pretty wealthy to get one over here.
I was worried about battery cars because of the cost of the battery. That's what I was told. But now I wish I have battery car.
You wish you had one?
Yeah, I wish I had one.
Why do you wish you had one?
Much cheaper, environmental, good for the environment.
Are electric cars a bit too expensive at the moment?
I think so.
A new report out today by the Grattan Institute is pushing for Australia to introduce an emissions ceiling on light vehicle imports, a plan that it says could achieve at least 40% of Australia's emissions reduction goals between now and 2030. Marion Terrell is the director of the Transport and Cities Program at the Grattan Institute.
The way it would work is each manufacturer would have an average that they had to meet, and they can meet it in different ways. So if they wanted to continue to sell, for example, large petrol utes, that's absolutely fine. But they need to balance their above the ceiling emissions by selling also some either electric vehicles or hybrids or more traditional petrol and diesel cars, but that have much lower emissions. And the way it does it is that at the moment, the average emissions is about 180 grams per kilogram, and you'd start there and you would ratchet it down so that by 2035, the average would be zero.
Why is this a better idea, do you think, than a subsidy on electric vehicles to make them cheaper for people to buy now?
Certainly, it's true that price is one of the barriers to people buying electric vehicles. But if you just use subsidies, then it's not that effective, partly because you're helping some people to buy an electric vehicle for sure, but you're not doing anything about the rest of the new cars, and it's not giving manufacturers any message or incentive to reduce the emissions of all the vehicles.
In a statement, the Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, says he'll release a future fuel strategy soon. But what he won't do is force Australian motorists out of the car they want to drive through bans, taxation, or restricting choice through imports. The government's electric vehicle policy released earlier this year didn't mention an emissions standard for petrol cars.
To be frank, it's the lack of one in Australia is probably the major inhibitor to our EV imports at the moment.
Michael Bradley is the Managing Director for the Australian Automobile Association, which represents state-based motoring groups. While he backs an emissions standard, he'd also like to see improvements in the quality of fuel we use.
An emissions standard by itself is not enough. How stringent it is and how quickly it comes into effect isn't something you can look at in isolation. It has to be considered as part of how we look at our fuel mix, how we improve our noxious emissions and our CO2 emissions altogether. They're all interrelated factors that have to be considered as a package.
The Grattan report makes other suggestions for cleaning up the transport sector too, like more charging infrastructure for electric vehicles, making cycling safer, and encouraging people back onto public transport by making it more COVID safe.
Isabel Rowe reporting.